Morgan Tsvangirai's Movement for Democratic Change says political events in Zimbabwe illustrate that the ZANU-PF party of President Robert Mugabe is not committed to genuine power sharing. The MDC statement cites as examples the continued dominance by ZANU-PF of the state media, Mr. Mugabe's unilateral appointments of ZANU-PF personnel to all the country's provincial governor's positions, and Mr. Tsvangirai's lack of a passport. MDC spokesman Nelson Chamisa said because the government had not issued Mr. Tsvangirai a passport, he was a prisoner in his own country. Southern African leaders meeting Monday in Swaziland set a new round of talks after Mr. Tsvangirai refused to travel to Mbabane because he did not have a passport. The government issued an emergency travel document the night before he was due to travel, valid for only 3 days, and also only valid for South Africa and Swaziland. He was given no visa to enter South Africa. Mr. Tsvangirai was appointed Prime Minister Designate of Zimbabwe as part of a power-sharing accord he signed last month with President Mugabe and the head of a smaller opposition group, Arthur Mutambara. His party has since said that the question of whether the MDC would participate in the Harare talks is still being debated by the party. Mr. Tsvangirai also says he has not been granted enough important cabinet positions. In particular, Mr. Tsvangirai wants the Home Affairs Ministry, which runs the police, and the Finance Ministry. Mr. Mugabe was given control of the army and the powerful intelligence services. Mr. Tsvangirai has held several well-attended rallies during the past 2 weeks in his urban strongholds of Harare, the second city Bulawayo, and Masvingo in southeastern Zimbabwe. Mr. Mugabe's ZANU-PF has not been holding any public rallies. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News, Harare.